KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in Limpopo, where a police officer and several inmates have been killed in a crash on the R101 in Mokgopong. 11 suspects were being transported from the Mokopane police station to the Mokgopong Magistrates Court when the accident happened. Limpopo police spokesperson Hlulane Mashaba.
There was a horrific accident along Nabom Street Road this morning where a SAPS member attached to Nabom Street police station lost his life as well as four inmates.
In Gauteng, police are monitoring a protest in Soweto where an e-hailing driver was killed and his vehicle torched in an attack last night. Residents have blocked roads with rocks, preventing minibus taxis from operating near a shopping mall in Pimville. Police say four attackers opened fire on the e-hailing vehicle outside the mall's entrance. Two people were wounded. Officers believe the incident is linked to ongoing tensions between taxi and e-hailing operators. Gauteng Transport spokesperson Lisiba Mpia says they've held talks as part of efforts to resolve long-standing issues in the industry.
And there has been specific concession resolutions where conflict resolution mechanisms that are being agreed to. And the MEC was disheartened this morning when she was saying that I'm beginning to ask myself whether the negotiations are in good faith.
Residents want Gauteng MEC of Transport Giribone Dialetlabela to meet with them.
She has not come to the people. She must come and tell us, give us resolutions here. Until that is done, we're going to keep things on standstill. And we're going to shut down the mall, we're going to shut down the street.
And in just the last short while, a minibus taxi has just been torched there. Total Energy's oil exploration plans in South Africa have been halted. The Western Cape High Court has refused the French energy giant environmental authorization for planned offshore drilling between Cape Town and Cape Agulhas. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The court has set aside the Environment Ministry's 2023 go-ahead for the exploratory operations in the roughly 10,000 square kilometre block. The block is jointly owned by South Africa's state oil company PetroSA, Total Energies, and British oil company Shell, with the French firm serving as the operator. Environmental lobby groups launched a legal challenge against the project, saying it would harm marine life. In overturning the environmental permits, Judge Nobahle Mangu-Lockwood said Total Energies could reapply for authorization after public consultation. Interest in oil and gas exploration off South Africa's coast has surged in recent years, driven in part by major discoveries across the Maritime Board in Namibia and broader energy activity in Southern Africa, including Mozambique. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And India and China are discussing resuming border trade 5 years after it was halted. Past trade across the Himalayan border passes between the neighbours was usually small in volume, but any resumption is seen as significant for its symbolism. The two major economic powers have long competed for strategic influence across South Asia. They are now caught in global trade and geopolitical turbulence triggered by U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff regime and are now moving to mend ties. According to reports in India, the Chinese foreign minister is expected for talks in New Delhi on Monday. His counterpart visited Beijing in July. The top story, a police officer and four inmates have been killed in a crash in Mokgopong in Limpopo. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Umpahlele.